everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. I'm your host, Danny Cycles, and today is a rainy day, but it's Pride, so it's a gay day. It's a gay rainy day.
It's gainy.
It's gainy. It's gotta be gain. Isn't that like a slogan?
Gain is the best smelling scent in the world. It could be made from nuclear waste, and I would rub it on my body. I love how Gain smells.
How are you today?
I am fantastic. Today, today I'm going to be Monsemon from Digimon. If you're not familiar, nice brown teddy bear that shoots out hearts from his belly, and he uses them to capture people and eat them. Yeah, it's kind of dark.
That's from Digimon?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I remember.
He's so cute! That was the first time Palmon Digivolved to Togemon, which is the dumbest evolution ever. But that was their choice. We're going to talk a little bit about Digimon today too anyways.
Okay.
But how's it been going? Anything new? What is happening on this gloomy, gainy day?
We are preparing for vacation, and I think that's going to be so much fun, a quick little getaway, and forget about the city that we live in and the problems that we have.
Yes.
And yeah, I think I'm really excited to be at Pride for New York City. I'm very excited to be at an in-person Pride event.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But I'm also very excited to just do lots of gay stuff that weekend.
I'm going to be so gay that weekend, it'll be offensive to the people who are gay.
Maybe. Yeah, they're going to be like, yo, that's gay.
Like, that gay man over there, I'm not dealing with that. I'm probably going to be throwing glitter at people.
Yeah.
Like, during the parade.
Glitter bomb.
I've got a shitload of those glitter bomb packets. Just psh. throw it. I'm like, oh my god, it's Pride, but don't wipe your eyes.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything specific you are happy about or looking forward to doing or seeing at Pride?
I am excited to. I ordered a leather Pride flag, so I'm excited to wear that at Pride.
Ooh.
And like run into other like Kingsters and stuff.
Awesome.
So that's what I want to see.
Okay.
This year.
Some fun this year.
What about you?
I hope to see a lot more of like pup representation in different or air quotes obscure kink displayed. Like even if there's like a gathering or something outside of the parade where you can get information from people, join new groups and clubs and like social networking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun, and I hope there's some big names at the parade.
Me too. I hope we get like some good.
Last time I went, there were the top four of season 10 from Drag Race.
Ooh.
Aquaria, Cameron, Asia, and Eureka.
Ooh.
Yep, they were there. So I don't know. We'll see who's there this year. I'm sure the lineup's somewhere, but I don't want to look up for it.
It's going to be somewhere. Hopefully it's not like, Police Commissioner Bob, or like, local pizza shop owner, which I mean, those people deserve representation, but I want to see some names. I want to see like some big names out there, people just coming out, celebrating the end of the pandemic, and then just going forward.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna be a good next few days.
Yes. Oh my god.
At least for me.
I am going to wake up drunk every day and go to sleep drunk every day. Like, I'm going to just drink by the water and just enjoy it.
It's going to have a little, like, liquor IV.
Yes. Like, a little main line. I'll carry it around with me. Just like, oh, I'm still drunk. I might even boof to shot.
So, any big updates, anything to share before we jump into our topic?
Biggest update to share is that it's Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a fantastic day for us to celebrate. It's finally been recognized as a national holiday, but it still doesn't mean equality is here. I appreciate the gesture of making this a holiday, but I do hope that this means there's going to be further discussions and talks, and hopefully reparations coming our way sometime soon.
And like, let's start by teaching it too.
Yes. Let's. I'm not even gonna get on a rant, but I think it's in Ohio or Florida or one of the states. They passed like a law where you can't teach anything that they, in air quotes, say is critical race theory. So you can't even teach somebody that racism was a thing, even though it still is a thing. You can't even say it was a thing, or you can't talk about racist events or motivations. So, yeah, that's my only thing that's on my mind. It's like, oh, fuck this world.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any major updates, but yeah, celebrate Juneteenth. Take a moment to read some information or listen to a podcast and check, get something out of it.
Yeah, do your research. It's great that you have it on the day off of work now, but actually do something today.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
So, moving forward to our topic at hand, today we're going to talk about animated porn, cartoon crushes, and illustrated hotties. So, okay, tell me a little bit about, like, your relationship with, like, animation.
So, I am obsessed with Japanese anime. Have been since I was a kid. Always could find a good anime to watch. Doesn't matter time of day, night, or whatever. You'll find something that you like. So, I am obsessed with it.
I also love animation in general, particularly, like, cartoons. I feel like I always found that, like, cartoons are drawn very sexy. And I'm like, ooh, like, you're hot for a cartoon. And then I'm like, you should be a real person. I don't know. Like, I find, like, animated, like, erotica, like, very hot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very arousing. It's, like, its own genre. But, like, just in general, like, I love cartoons. I love, like, comic animation. And, like, I'm a big, like, superhero nerd. So that's like, my preferred genre of animation, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I'm open to all kinds of it. So what about would you say, like, do you find cartoons sexy at all?
I do. Not all cartoons, like, I love,
like, oh yeah, not like every cartoon,
right? Like,
not like Tommy Pickles.
Well, you know, you never know, there are Pickles lovers out there. So for me, I always love cartoons. I love the drama behind a cartoon because everything's always super, like, exaggerated, like, hyper-realized. And one of the things that I think about is, like, the original X-Men animated cartoon. I had the biggest crush on Wolverine. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he is just drawn so perfectly hot. And I just love it. Is there anything when you think of a cartoon that, like, sticks out in your head? Like, what makes you like cartoons?
I don't know. I feel like I guess cartoons came before, like, special effects. You know what I mean? So it was like cartoons was where you were really able to get, like, a good, I guess, a good, like, exaggerated, like, body, or like a good, like, crazy event happening or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think cartoons kind of just gave us a different view on things that, like, before cartoons, your our creativity was limited, I would say.
Yeah.
I think it opened this whole world of, like, endless possibilities.
Like, I love that. When I learned about anime and why there were so many anime companies in Japan, is that there are so many people writing content for movies, there weren't enough movie producing studios to get it out, and it was crazy expensive. So why not turn these things into animes, which are cheaper to produce, and you can do massive amounts of them without the delay of waiting for someone to finish, like, an 8-week production. Mm-hmm. In person. So I was like, oh, I'm engrossed in this because you can see anything like special effects what, if you can draw it, it can be done.
Yeah.
Which I love. So anime always like gets me. There's always like some really good things in anime. If there's one cartoon that sticks out to you the most, and for whatever reason, it doesn't even have to be related to sex, is there something that you would name?
Like a cartoon I love?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of like all the X-Men cartoons, like the original, and then like the Evolution, and then Wolverine and the X-Men, and just like I said, because I love the like the comic animation. I love like the comic style outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of that. And just I'm a nerd over the storylines too.
Gotcha. Now, have you had a cartoon crush, or what was your first cartoon crush?
I think my first cartoon crush was probably Gambit, who is also my favorite X-Men.
Ooh.
In the original cartoons, because he was such like a like romantic player.
He was just a bayou boy.
Yeah. And then he's just always been like a little fuckboy who's like romantic and like hot.
He's like, I love you, Rogue, but I'm never gonna fuck you raw. But that's for her power. That has nothing to do with the way they have sex. I'm sorry, I took it to a whole different point. Is there anything that you had seen like in a cartoon before that's changed now? As your adult, like, oh, sorry, like, you had a crush on Gambit. Mm-hmm. Has it changed now that you see him in animation as an adult?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Because I feel like Gambit's someone I've always been, like, I've always liked as a character outside of, like, attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the same time, like, he's attractive, and I'm like, and he's an adult. It's not like it's, I feel like it's weird if you're like, oh, like I used to like love this like high schooler. Like, yes. You know, if you were like, if you were talking like, oh, I'm in love with like Scott Summers in X-Men Evolution, you're like, you know, he's 16, right? Like that's, it's like, okay, maybe like you start letting that go.
Yes.
But I feel like with Gambit, he's always been represented as like this like smooth, like adult. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that's attractive.
Did you find it weird that in X-Men, especially with Gambit's like original coming of a character, that the show was geared for like the audience of 9 to 14, mm-hmm. where all the characters were like in their mid-30s, early 40s?
Yeah.
Like it was so odd because there were so many adult concepts presented that I did not get as a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, I think one thing that I learned is that I appreciate a storyline more as an adult, and I appreciate like a good joke,
mm-hmm.
or like a good subtle like remark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've learned that, like, you know, like I used to think like, oh, cartoons are just for kids, and then like you start seeing all this like adult animation, you know, like you think like Family Guy, American Dad, Futurama, Rick and Morty, like that's all cartoons for adults, and it doesn't have to be limited, like, right, like you can even go as far as like being things like hentai, and which is like animated porn. So I think your relationship to cartoons is what you make of it.
Now, was there a point that you noticed cartoons were definitely playing to more of a sexualized role for a character, or it was like geared towards that implied sexuality as opposed to just a standard cartoon that you were watching before?
Wait, repeat the question.
Is there any point in your life or a cartoon where you noticed cartoons were being sexualized?
So I used to watch Stripperella. Mm-hmm. As like a middle schooler. Have you ever watched Stripperella?
I have never seen the show, but I've seen commercials.
So I think it's played by Pamela Anderson, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. And she's like, I think she's like a crime fighting stripper. And that's a cartoon.
That sounds so funny to say.
And it used to be on Spike TV, TV for Men.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to watch that channel, mm-hmm. like all the time in like middle school, high school. And at some point, like, Stripperella was on. I was like, oh, this is, like, a great fucking show. And, like, she's sexy. And it's, like, I'm, like, I was, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I was, like, aroused as a teenager. You know what I mean? But, like, at the same time, it was, like, this is just cool. Because I feel like I was always very, like, oh, like, sex should be free and open. Even as, like, even when I wasn't. To myself, like, right. I always thought, like, oh, it was amazing that, like you could just be a stripper and badass, like, right. It's not a bad thing.
Stripping is not the bottom of the barrel on this one. You are a superhero.
Exactly. Exactly. So I feel like once kind of I was exposed to that, it was just kind of normal for me if, like, a cartoon was sexualized or not, and like, obviously it wasn't a show I'd watch in front of my parents, because, right. like, I don't know how they'd react to a stripper on TV that's a cartoon. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was just normal to me.
Gotcha.
And what about you?
I want to think about it. The first time I saw, like, more of a romantic side or a sexualized side in the cartoon, first was with X-Men. When Wolverine and Storm, when they had all these implied sex scenarios between them, which I was like, okay, this is a little different, and I didn't really get the concept as a kid. And then it didn't really come into play until I saw Space Jam. And Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny.
Yeah, Lola Bunny was in there. And for some reason, they made her character this super sexy rabbit.
Yeah.
In her, like, little basketball costume. And I'm like, I'm confused. Can she play basketball, or am I supposed to be looking at just her ass and tits on all this movie? Because it's all they had on display. So I was like, I'm confused. I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, I totally remember Lola Bunny and being like, huh, are bunnies sexy? You know what I mean? I'm like, am I a furry? Before I even knew what a furry was.
Right. Yeah. No, the funny thing is, when I watched Space Jam, and I saw Lola Rabbit, it immediately made me think of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And what's her fucking name in there?
Jessica Rabbit.
I thought of her. Because I never thought of Who Framed Roger Rabbit anything sexual. Because the first time I saw it, I was like 6 years old. And then I saw it again at like 8. And it was just always a funny movie to me. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. Until I saw Space Jam. And then I went back and saw Jessica Rabbit. And I'm like, oh, this is just all sex. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing, it's only about rabbits and sex. Early part of childhood cartoon.
But I mean, like, you even think, I feel like growing up, there was always, like, you know, shorts and, like, t-shirts and tank tops and, like, posters with, like, Betty Boop. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't really know. Is, like, Betty Boop a cartoon? Was it just a character that was created? So, do you know?
Betty Boop was a character that was created. Originally was Black Woman. And then was taken over by some cartoon production company who changed her to a white woman. And then that's when she got more publicized. And she was, like, a mid-war era cartoon that was, like, meant for sexiness of a pinup at the time for, like, the people who were fighting the war. That was definitely something that they had on planes and all that stuff. But then also to be the sexy housewife character for people who weren't in the wars to relate to or find sexy.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah, but, like, and I feel like that's always just something that, like, I grew up around.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, oh, it's just like a sexy cartoon. Like, okay. And it was just, like, I didn't think much of it.
See, now, I have a question, because I was reading earlier when I was researching this, that in the new Space Jam, they have changed Lola Bunny's completely different look. They have sized down her chest. They have given her an actual basketball uniform that fits and is practical for playing. And people were very upset about it. A lot of people were like, you're changing the movie and what we wanted and everything. And I saw it and I'm like, so the movie isn't about basketball if we're so concerned about what she's going to be wearing and looking like. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like, okay, I get, like, you want to see like a remake of like Sexy Lola Bunny, but like that's not like the only Lola Bunny.
Right.
That's not the only thing about Lola Bunny. At the same time, it's like, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? It's a character. They're revamping it. They're revamping a lot of shit, I'm sure. And it's like, they do that on everything.
They really,
you know, they, everyone just gets mad anytime it's like, it's not an exact, just watch the same fucking movie again.
Right. It's still out there.
Right? Like, okay, I've seen Pokemon the movie, mm-hmm. right, with Mewtwo. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen the movie Mewtwo Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. They're the same exact movie. Have you watched both of them?
Oh, yeah.
So they're the same exact movie. One is just a cartoon animation. The other one is like studio animation. But it's the same exact story. And it was like, it's good.
Right.
But like at the end of the day, it's like I didn't get anything new out of it.
Right.
Other than like, oh, it looked cooler. But the storyline was exactly the same.
Yes. You didn't get any difference as far as movie plot, character development, outline. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change. And it's the same thing with fucking Space Jam. It's going to be about aliens who are coming here to play basketball. If you're offended, I think there's an issue there.
Right.
Like, the movie is not real.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that there are cartoons that are getting too sexy, at least on our public television? Or if there's anything that you would want to see explained in a cartoon that has to do with that?
Like, cartoons that are getting too sexy. I don't think so, but okay, so I have been seeing, I don't think that cartoons are getting too sexy, from what I, like, if it's adult, the thing is that, like, are children watching cartoons that are not age appropriate? And the answer is yes.
Right.
And that's why, like, people in the movie like, oh, like, well, that's not, that's too risque for their age, but it's like, well, yeah, that was labeled on the, when it said, like, you know, rated TV 14 for your 7-year-old.
Yes, this is not Caillou.
Yeah, right. At the same time, I've been hearing a lot of fucking arguments lately about, like, how, and I saw this on Instagram recently, about how, like, Nickelodeon's ratings are going down because they're pushing the LGBTQ agenda. Now, like, it's like, okay, the ratings are going down, and it might be because they're exposing and like representing LGBTQ people, and people have an issue with that, but they're not like pushing an agenda.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like people have an issue with, like, okay, like, well, and I was reading through some of the comments. Someone was like, well, it's fine if like, so if a character has like two moms, but you can't make us main character gay.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And it was like, girl.
I've never understood when people are like, well, I just don't understand what's going to be taught to my children. What do you mean? They're not doing like, oh, Rugrats eat butt. That's not what's about to happen here. It's just like, okay, they've got two moms. They've got two dads. They've got non-binary parents or something. There's nothing wrong with that. The child is not coming out to meet the other children and be like, so I learned what rimming is.
Not Rugrats eating butt.
Right.
We're douche. I love Chucky. Speaking of, have you watched the remake?
Yes, I have started watching the remake.
Better or worse or the same?
Okay, so I was a Rugrats junkie, so there's nothing that'll ever be better than the original.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, it's pretty damn good, though.
It's good. However, I noticed the different voices. They didn't try to replicate the voices as closely as some remakes do.
Yeah. I'm happy that they didn't, in a way, because it kind of gives this, like, a new iteration, especially because of the character changes that they did make. But if I were to say, would I watch, like, a movie version of this? No.
Mm-hmm.
Because you like the original Rugrats and there's Rugrats movie, which I still haven't actually seen all of it, but I at least knew what that Rugrats movie was, and I know it looks damn good. This new reiteration, I don't want to see a movie of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be watching like something really, really terrible. Like, you remember when they did the Fairly Odd Parents, but they did them as computer characters?
Computer, yeah.
Like, they were all computerized, and I think it was one of the movies. It was a terrible fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's what will happen with this Rugrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to remember if I saw that one, but yeah, I do remember that there's something with Fairly Odd Parents like that. I do love Fairly Odd Parents.
Me too.
Now, how do you feel about when there are adult drawings of like Ash Ketchum fucking Brock, or you know, like Cosmo and Wanda fucking each other, or like things like that?
I love it. I love it. Give me adult animation for some great cartoon characters. My favorite one that I saw, speaking of the Fairly Odd Parents, do you remember the Tooth Fairy? I forgot what his name was. But he was like super big and brolic for no reason. And he was the Tooth Fairy in that. I saw him and he was fucking Cosmo. And I was like, oh, this is hot. I love this.
Yeah, I don't think it takes away from like the show. I think it's like, obviously a separate concept, but I think it's just kind of funny.
It is. Some of them are really funny. Some of them, I love seeing like people translate it to cosplay that's sexy, and I'm like, oh, this is
oh
cute.
yeah, the cosplay is really cute. I have seen like a Jigglypuff with like a fat ass, and I'm like,
yes, fat ass Jigglypuff.
And I'm like, not that there's anything wrong with this, I just don't know if I need it.
You know what? I need to see a Jigglypuff with a fat ass. I feel like that would just be the creme of the creme for me. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, I love seeing, like, my favorite characters to see made sexy that you would think are not sexy are Bowser. And
yeah, Bowser's got a fat cup.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh, like Bear Bowser. Oh my god, so hot. I want to see like more like that.
Yeah, no, I've seen like Mario and Peach, and I've seen Yoshi, which is an interesting thing. But yeah, I mean, I don't actively look for it, but when I encounter it, I think it's fun.
Yeah. I feel like there's some really fun concepts that can be out there, but then there's also this very different spectrum of animated porn. Let's talk about it.
Yep. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay. All right. We are back. I kind of wish we had, like, one. You know when they did Who's That Pokemon?
Yeah.
I wish we could do that. I would love to have a commercial break like that just in everyday life.
Who's that Pokemon? It's me.
Have you ever gotten one of those wrong?
Yes.
I felt so defeated when I got it wrong. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was that Pokemon.
Well, so the time that I know I got it wrong is when it wasn't actually a commercial break, is when they go to the Pokemon school. And they're like, who's that Pokemon? It's just like a circle. They're like, it's Voltorb. And they're like, no, it's Jigglypuff rolled up into a ball.
Yes! I remember that episode. It was so good.
Yeah, we're like, it's so-and-so from this angle.
I want to go to a Pokemon school in real life.
Right?
I feel like it would be amazing. It'd be fun. Parents, I feel like, would be going to prison a lot more often for neglecting their children. But I feel like it'd be great. Yeah. Now, thinking of schools, in hentai, our animated porn, school happens to play a very big role. What do you think about hentai? And then also I want to ask you, especially when it goes to the school-focused hentais.
So I haven't watched a lot of hentai. I feel like any hentai I've seen has been clips. And it's usually just been the fucking scenes. So I don't know a lot about hentai other than I mean, I love how like exaggerated some of like the body parts are. Like you'll see like the like this tiniest little butthole with like the biggest, fattest cock going into it.
Yes.
And then you see, and then I love how they draw it like dripping and stuff. Like I do know hentai does a good job like with with like making it realistic.
They do.
In that sense.
Hentai is definitely hyper-realized but realistic. Mm-hmm. Which there's some I've seen where I'm like, oh, these are interesting. Like it's like scenarios that no person would ever really be in that they make seem so commonplace and everyday. Mm-hmm. Which I love, but is also very problematic in some circumstances. Mm-hmm. But like one that I saw that was the best was like a pizza shop, and all the employees were people who got hired who were having sex with the boss who would make pizzas, and he would fuck them on top of the pizzas and put the sauces on and everything while they're fucking. And apparently it was the most immaculate pizza ever because people would eat it and just go to heaven. So there's some weird things out there that I like.
Interesting. Interesting. That reminds me, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I used to go on, I think it was E-Mom's World, which was basically a website that was like full of like memes before memes were memes and like funny videos and like inappropriate stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was this comic strip called Mike's Left Hand. And it's about this guy who works in an ice cream shop. And he's like, oh, I'll bet you that girl will swallow me by like the end of the day or something. And then he's like, okay. So he bets his friend. So he goes in the back. She makes sure there's a milkshake. So he comes in the milkshake and she drinks it. And that's the comic strip.
It's so fucked up. Comics leading the way. Oh my God.
I'm going to look for that.
Please look for it. I want to find this.
It was called Mike's Left Hand.
Mike's Left Hand. I'm going to find this. I will scour the internet. The interwebs will be found. I think like some of the hentai I've seen has been very interesting. I personally like yaoi the best. Now that's boys in love. So it's just boy on boy. And some of them are so damn good. Like there's this one that I saw, and it's like a movie. It's called Sensitive Pornograph. Very interesting concept. It follows a guy who's writing anime who ends up becoming like a sex slave, but then on top of that, turns into a husband who then becomes an anime writer who has sex with all the other anime writers. Aside from the sex scenes, which are still great but sound incredibly painful, mm-hmm. It's just a great anime to watch. Like, sans the sex, it would just be a bomb-ass show. Like, with the sex in it, it's like, okay, this is good, but I can't watch this in front of people. But I've seen, like, some good ones out there. Is there any, like, good or golden material that you've seen? Whether it's, like, sex or even kink in anime or just...
So, I've found that I am more often following pages that are still animations mm-hmm. of porn mm-hmm. or still like erotic art as opposed to videos. I don't find as many videos. Maybe it's just I don't stumble on the accounts or I don't look for the accounts. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I mean I have a lot of like pages that I follow. Like on Instagram there's a page called cartoon.men mm-hmm. and they basically post different animated art that not moving art, you know what I mean, but just like still art that lots of other artists do mm-hmm. and basically just highlight posts, and that's how I find a lot of the accounts that I follow.
Oh, okay. So
cartoons.men, and that's on Instagram. But then there are some other ones that I follow, like the one that did the artwork for my picture. That's Big Butt Geek, and he does a lot of artwork that's erotic. He's a fister, so he does a lot of like fisting related porn mm-hmm. Or artwork. And then he's the one that has made a lot of the tanks that I own.
Okay. So
Big Butt Geek is someone I would say to definitely check out. I've also been following Alex Gay Art on Instagram, and they do like lots of cool like I'm looking at their page now. For example, it's like Gaston, Mario and Yoshi, King Trident, Scooby-Doo, and Shaggy. Like they do lots of like different stuff like that. So I don't know, you know, I just follow a few different pages a good page that I follow is My Pink, Your Pink. And that's basically lots of body positive art. He actually does drawings of real life people and real life bodies. So that's definitely a page I would recommend following.
Okay, I'm gonna follow them.
And then there's some on Twitter too that I follow. Big Butt Geek is on Twitter. But off the top of my head, I don't know which account, to be honest. I'm not too good at names. But I do know on Instagram, there is another one that I do follow called Pup Silver, I think. It's called Space Pup Silver. And they do, I believe they go by he. He does different, kink art. Basically, he'll do boys in chastity or boys getting hypnotized or boys in rubber and things like that. And so that's one of my favorite pages too that I follow.
I'm adding these pages right now. Ooh, okay. See, one thing that I have seen that I like, one artist that I follow, his name is Belasco. On Twitter, I know it's just BLEASCO, and he's got comics that he does. He's just anime comics, typically characters of color, whether they're erotic, not erotic. Most of the time they are gay focused, but then he's done other work. And it's just fun to see stills. I like good comic books, or even the erotic art that you get. I love that, where it's very, not pop art looking, but it's got that good design. Mm-hmm. Where it's you got your forms, you got your figures, and you got this strange color texture that exaggerates the scene even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I love seeing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that in some animated movies or shows. I would love to see that. And especially with the queer focus.
Yeah. And what was that page you said?
Belasco Comics. Hang on.
Belasco Comics.
It's a Belasco. Hang on. This is what
we're
going to do. I'm
bringing
it up on my Twitter.
Okay. While you do that, I'm going to talk about another page that I follow. It's called Your Naked Gamer. That's on Instagram. That's also a lot of different artwork and variety of bodies. So that's a page I follow. And then there's also Art of Rican. Art period of period Rican, Puerto Rican. And that's a lot of really cute artwork that's LGBT and queer. And I believe he even does coloring pages, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I would love a good coloring book like that.
Yeah, there's some of these accounts I know do coloring pages, which are cute.
So he changed his page. So now his title that you're going to find, it's Belasco One. So it's BELASCO, then the number one.
Got it.
And you can buy his comics online in sex shops. Ooh, there's a new one. It's called Boo and the Brotherhood. And there is a male nun.
Ooh.
Oh. No, one thing that I do like about his comics and illustrations, and honestly a lot of the others, even the ones you mentioned, I'm looking through them. You see people of all body shapes, sizes, and forms, and it's all animated in a way that you feel like you can relate to these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I love seeing that in animation.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I love about animation too, is there's such diverse types. Mm-hmm. And you can get so many different things out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in this section that we're in, I would ask, what cartoon or animation or comic book is going to be your number one ultimate that you would choose if you could only watch that for the rest of your life?
X-Men.
Specific. Okay.
X-Men. Definitely X-Men.
Ooh.
Yeah. If I could only watch one cartoon, it would be any variation of X-Men.
Okay. Me and Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Any classic iteration of Sailor Moon, I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there was a cartoon that you would be in that already exists, what would it be?
Oh, Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah.
I would be one of those Pokemon fans, the ones in the Pikachu costume mm-hmm. that you run into in the wild fields, and I would not have Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say either Pokemon or Digimon.
Ooh.
Digimon looks fun because you get to like do all these crazy things too.
Yes. You get to fly through the sky when you fight a bad guy on Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
That has always just made me feel like I would want to be that kind of superhero.
Yeah. Oh, I found the other page that I was that I follow on Twitter, and they are like the cartoons that men page. They basically tweet out pictures from other artists, or they retweet stuff from other artists. They are called GayToons3227 on Twitter, and that's how I find a lot of the accounts I follow that are erotic art on Twitter. Space Pup Silver is also on Twitter.
Perfect. Keep giving us these animated gems.
I love watching like cartoon naked boys.
Now, would you prefer to read comic books as well, or is that something that you're not really in the realm of when it comes to animation?
I do like it. I feel like I just lose focus very easily, but I do like reading comics because I appreciate the art. Yeah, and I liked how quick the story moves in comics.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, he walked down the hallway. It was like, nope. Boom, hallway's there. He's there. He's speaking.
And there's the hallway in one pane, the door in the next, and it's like he's in the room in the next frame. They don't play.
Yeah.
Well, give me all my comics. Why can't comics be real life? This would be so much easier.
Right. This recording would just be a couple scenes.
It would. It'd be a couple scenes, boom, boom, we're done. If you're getting prepared for sex, bleeding is a scene. Yep. And then you're over it.
Yep. You get an entire page. That's it.
Okay. So any parting words for us on the subject today?
I would say if you are not a cartoon watcher, or if you've never dabbled in like adult like cartoon porn, I would say like experiment with it, look at it. Some people might feel like it ruins their childhood, but there's also cartoons that are strictly like not that, you know what I mean? It's just adult cartoons created for adult porn.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to see your characters, you can find them, but there's others.
Oh, yeah, you could find them. Absolutely. There's any character. I've seen the Hulk, fucking, like, Spider-Man. You know, just, it's all kinds of stuff.
Ultimate Alliance. If there's any parting words I would leave, I would just say, like you said, go explore it. Find whatever is fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you like school stuff, but you want it to be gay, there's this show, it's called Maiden Rosen, and it's all about this boys' high school where it's only boys, but they're all fucking each other. And there's the queen, there's the king, and they even have trans and non-binary characters in the school, which makes it such a cool anime.
Right.
So,
nice.
I would say check it out.
Cool, cool, cool. I would say, okay, what's a recommendation I have is... So last night I started watching Marvel Rising, which is on Disney Plus, and that's a cartoon with like different Marvel superheroes that are, I think, just kind of like the future type, like Avengers post Avengers type, like it has like Falcon in it, who is trained by Captain America, his Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
It had Captain Marvel in it. It had Spider, or Ghost Spider, or Spider Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only watched two episodes of one, and I've watched one of the movies. Mm-hmm. But it seems cool, so I would say check it out. It's on Disney Plus.
Ooh, I'm gonna watch some anime then.
All right. Well, you guys have a good week. We will have a wonderful vacation. We'll see you when we get back.
Yes. Enjoy, y'all.
Bye.